Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Dale Barnes, and he's a marketing manager for Yamaha Marine. And boy, I tell you what, every boat show I go to, every place I go, whether it's a Bassmaster Classic or the FLW Championship, there you are, Dale. You keep a busy, busy schedule.
Well, we do cross paths quite a lot at these events, and you're right about that. They're important to both of us, and we sure have a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about your relationship with both FLW and BASS. You guys are right in the middle of both of those organizations. You guys have got a ton of anglers out there, but being involved with both FLW and Bass has to really pull you, you know, all the day, every day you got something new going on.
You know, it is. It's certainly a challenge for us because it requires a lot of effort and a lot of initiative, but we're really proud to be sponsors of both the FLW organization as well as the BASS organization, and we believe that both offer a unique program and a unique opportunity to this market and to the sport of bass fishing, and we want to be part of both. It's important to us at Yamaha. We believe that bass fishing can continue to grow and really elevate to another level, and we made our commitment to be a sponsorship of both organizations because we're determined to be part of seeing that take place and see the sport of bass fishing elevate and get more people involved. And I think with the efforts of both organizations, we can see that take place over the next couple of years.
Well, you know, you got a great promotional staff. You guys do a great job, but there's a little creative things that we see you do maybe that raise the bar. You know, the cheerleaders is an example at these events. You know, that's a neat ad. It hasn't been done before in this sport.
Well, you know, we had a lot of fun with that at the Classic and here this week at FLW. There's no doubt that I don't think anybody would acknowledge cheerleaders as being anything fresh and unique. Cheerleaders have been around for a long time and a big part of traditional sports and football games and what have you. But we thought it was a nice opportunity to bring a group of really bright, talented girls together that are close to home in Georgia, and they're very spirited and great presenters, and we thought it was a fun element to bring them here to the sport just to use to market and create a little bit more excitement in a different way. And I'll tell you, when you see them give their cheers to each of our pros in the morning at the kickoff session, it's a lot of fun.
You know, I think probably that's an important point to mention is the fact that you're in Kennesaw, Georgia, and you know, a lot of people think you probably ride your bicycle back and forth to Japan all the time, but in reality, you're right here in Georgia, you're in doing great things there. And you look at the product line, you know, you guys started out many, many years ago now and have just continued to develop, continue to grow, continue to make and bring new innovations to the sport. That's got to be really neat as a marketing manager.
Oh, it's wonderful. Having the privilege of being the marketing manager for Yamaha is just incredibly exciting. The product is, you couldn't ask for a better product to market, and I'm really proud of the association and I'm proud of what Yamaha is accomplishing. This is our 20th year in the U.S. market with outboard motors, and Yamaha has been a slow, steady a company in how they approach design and development and marketing, and but the efforts are paying off, and I think it's our belief that a lot of hard work by a lot of people over a long period of time is paying off as more and more people have really learned to count on the Yamaha product for being good quality, reliable performance, and that's something that's hard to replace.
You and I have talked many, many times. You talk about excellence. You talk about being able to make and hit the mark all the time. And the things at Yamaha that I see that with your angler staff, you know, Mike Iaconelli has recently won the Bassmaster Classic, though I think he's going to be an exceptional representative of the sport. And you get looked at, you know, at the FLW Championship, you got 9 guys going into the last day, I think, and going to have that opportunity to maybe have a Yamaha angler there. But your pro staff is really one of the most quality pro staffs out there.
Yes, I'll tell you, my hat's off to our promotional team. I'm really proud of what they do, and they've taken to heart really the creed that we have at Yamaha, and it's not very complicated. It's very simple, really, when you get to it. Our interest is to be outstanding and do the best, and that's what drives our strategies and our development and our creative. And we pride ourselves that we have a small team of pros at Yamaha, but they're a powerful team, and they're their results and the exposure that they generate for us and the professionalism that they bring to the table, in our opinion, is unmatched. And we're very proud of what's been accomplished the last 2 years, particularly with Jay Yellis's tremendous accomplishment of being the Classic Champion and now the Angler of the Year, and with regards to developments here taking place more recently with Michael Iaconelli now winning this year's Bassmaster Classic, and again, as you mentioned, the team's performance literally this week is continuing to show the results of a truly dream team, in our opinion.
We got to mention one more thing about Jay, is he also was Angler of the Year at FLW right before that, so kind of a triple crown for Yamaha.
You bet, and it's a nice role, and we sure our hats off to all their accomplishments. I think you very much are familiar with this, but the amount of effort that each of those pros put into what they do. My hat's off to them. It's the accomplishments and the wins are wonderful and fabulous and well publicized, but what's not very well publicized all the time is the 3 o'clock in the morning highway from one event to the next, and the hard work and determination that each of these members put into their effort and their desire all year long, and so to have so many of them performing so well consistently is quite a tribute to the determination they put into their effort.
Well, I got to tell you, I was doing an interview not too long ago with Dave Lefebvre, and he was talking about, a prior life he was a drummer, and I was telling him, hey, are you ever going to get any drums? And he said, if I win the FLW championship, I'm going to buy a brand new set. And I said, well, what kind will they be? I went through a few names for him. He said, they'll be Yamaha. So you got him sold, no question.
Well, that's right. And I'll tell you what, I'll put myself out there and tell you, if Dave keeps doing what he did yesterday here for another day or two, we might just be giving him a set of those drums ourselves here pretty quick.
Well, it's an impressive thing when you look across the table, and a lot of guys, they see these displays, they come into the boat shows, they do the things that are so important to get, that image and look at that quality product. But really, a lot of times, we don't know who behind the scenes is doing all the work. I think it's just magic that this thing's set up. It's nice to get to talk to you guys once in a while.
Well, we sure appreciate it, and we appreciate having the chance to talk with you, and we appreciate everything you do to promote the great sport of bass fishing. It's a fabulous activity, and we continue to all hope that we can get more people into the sport, and it's a very simple formula. We're convinced when they give us time and take a look at the fun and enjoyment that takes place in this sport and the wholesomeness involved, that we can get more people involved. And our hats off to your organization for everything you do to grow the sport.
Well, I got to tell you, Dale, you and I have known each other for several years now, and I look across the table when you and I see each other at these events, and I just see class, and it's a great result of what you're doing there.
Well, we sure appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.